you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 18th. Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's word is farce, spelled F-A-R-C-E. Farce is a noun that means a savory stuffing, forcemeat. It can also mean a light dramatic composition marked by broadly satirical comedy and improbable plot. Farce also means the broad humor characteristic of farce, or an empty or patently ridiculous act, proceeding, or situation. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Atlantic by Mark Mazzetti. Congress approved the funding with few reservations, and years passed before lawmakers seemed to comprehend their role in the farce. When the word farce first appeared in English, it had to do with cookery, not comedy. In the 14th century, English adopted farce from Middle French, with its original meaning of forcemeat or stuffing. The comedic sense of farce in English dates from the 16th century, when English imported the word again, this time to refer to a kind of knockabout comedy already popular in France. This dramatic genre had its origins in the 13th century practice of augmenting or stuffing Latin church texts with explanatory phrases. By the 15th century, a similar practice had arisen of inserting unscripted buffoonery into religious plays. Such farces, which included clowning, acrobatics, reversal of social roles, and indecency, soon developed into a distinct dramatic genre and spread rapidly in various forms throughout Europe. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.